Now, so we have the Celts. The Celts, the center for the Celts, you see, moved up westward of the center of the Germanic people. The Germans are another group of Indo-Europeans, but their center is somewhat eastward of the Celtic, eastward and northward. They're people of the same sort, and their language is closely related, the Celtic languages, and the Germanic are varieties of the Indo-European complex. So we've got two levels I'm talking about now. One is the Neolithic Bronze Age people with a matrilateral accent. The next are these people from the Black Sea, and then with a stopover in southern Europe, the Celts, patrilineal. And these Celts come in this century, the millennium BC, from 1000 to, let's say, about 50 BC. Next, all of Gaul is divided in three parts. Caesar's Gallic Wars, the Romans conquer France, and by shortly after Julius Caesar's time, they conquered Britain. The Roman conquest of Britain, you can date it in your mind, roughly 50 BC. And it lasts roughly until 450 AD. So there are 500 years of Roman occupation of what we now call England. Then was Britain. The Roman occupation reached up to what we now call Scotland, and westward almost into Wales. That left Scotland, Wales, Cornwall, the Isle of Man, and Ireland as unconquered territory outside of the Roman conquest, but subject to Roman influences. Meanwhile, the Germans are piling up eastward. Meanwhile, also, Persia on the east. Now, the extent of the Roman Empire is almost impossible to credit. It's enormous. The whole of North Africa, Europe, to the very borders of Persia. And there were Roman roads right across Persia. And there was a Roman trading station on the border of China. We have a text called the Pericles of the Eritrean Sea, which is the log book of a Greek mariner sailing Roman ships in the Indian Ocean. His principal trade route was from Egypt through the Red Sea, down the whole coast of Africa to Mozambique, and westward, and eastward, South Arabia to India. There was a Roman trading station south of Madras on the east coast of India at a place called Erichmedu of 50 BC. And Roman coins have been found in Vietnam and in the Philippines. It's almost incredible, the power and really majesty of the empire of those people.